Beloved radio friends, we welcome you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus to the ministry of His blessed and holy word. We continue and we conclude today our present study regarding that judgment seat of Christ, which we have stated from the word of God, is the judgment seat of Christ for all believers. We have considered the time of that judgment relative to the coming of the Lord Himself for His saints, being warned by the beloved Apostle Paul that we should judge nothing of our fellow believers before the time, for it will not be until the Lord comes the life of every believer will be properly, accurately, righteously judged by Him. We have also considered the great scope of that judgment, that all believers of this present dispensation will be standing before the Lord on that occasion. Each one will be there, that everyone may receive that which will be suitable for the things they have done in the body, whether approved or whether disapproved, whether they have been doing good or whether they have been doing bad. But at that one session, all the saints will stand before their blessed Master. The world will have no knowledge of it, but may we repeat again, the individual character of that judgment should be realized by every believer. You and I, my beloved fellow believer, should privately, quietly, solemnly recognize that we shall stand to have revealed by our Lord our life of service and testimony for Him in His character, in His conduct, and in its result when we stand in that day to be appraised. Now, shall we not consider today the purpose together with the results of that coming judgment? Now, what is the purpose of it? And before we continue in that theme, we would once again like to emphasize, as we did in our closing moments of the preceding message, that it is not a judgment to involve our salvation. There is therefore now no condemnation or judgment to them who are in Christ Jesus, wrote the beloved Apostle Paul in Romans 8 and verse 1. Let me re-emphasize with no apology for the repetition, and it is a joy to do it on the authority of the Word of God, 'twill not be the question of our sins and the salvation of our soul, but it's going to be the appraisal of our Christian life, since you and I, my fellow believer, trusted the Savior. Now let's consider that purpose of that blessed judgment. First of all, 'tis going to be a revelation of our work, our service, which we have done in life for our blessed Master. I quote the words of the Apostle Paul from 1 Corinthians chapter 3 again. Every man's work shall be manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall test every man's work of what sort it is. May I emphasize necessarily that it is work that is to be judged. It is a judgment concerning the believer's work. Again, we re-emphasize, 'tis not a judgment regarding the believer's salvation. For you and I, my Christian friend, are not saved by works, but by grace through faith alone. And every man's work, every believer's work, is going to be revealed. Can I make it a personal application? My beloved believer, you and I shall stand before my Lord, and it will be a time when He will reveal to me not the quantity, but if you note the text, the quality of my work and service for Him. Not how much I have done, but of what kind of work I have produced. what sort it is. My beloved, may I give the suggestion? 'Tis very possible that oftentimes we may be as Christians concerned about the quantity of our work. Our blessed Lord Jesus in that coming day of judgment will not be concerned about the quantity of it, but the quality. As you may read in chapter 3 and verse 12 of 1 Corinthians, there will be gold, silver, and precious stones. There will be also wood, hay, and stubble. There you find the two different characteristics describing the quality of work. One that is substantial, the other that is unsubstantial. One group, substantial in its character, will stand the test, gold, silver, and precious stone, and remain for reward. The other wood, hay, and stubble. And my beloved friend, you know as well as I do, 'tis a lot easier to accumulate wood, hay, stubble, straw, than to find gold, silver, precious stone. So, my believer, may I encourage you and exhort you as well as mine own heart. Don't go out for quantity. Go out for quality in your service for the Lord. But then there's a second purpose. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, Paul wrote, "For we must all appear, all be made manifest," meaning in character, "before the judgment seat of Christ." 'Twill not only be a revelation of our work and its quality that we have done for the Lord. 'Twill also be a revelation of our true Christian character. What sort of character we had. Was it a good Christian character? Or would the Lord say it was a bad one? Whether it be good or bad. For every Christian will see what his and her true character as Christian was in their testimony below upon the earth. Oh, my beloved, please let me stay. And let me also make the application. What we are in character will also determine what kind of quality of work we do. If the quality of the character is good, if the Christian character is Christ-like, as it should be, produced by the Holy Spirit, one can be guaranteed the quality of the work will be accordingly. If the quality of the character in the Christian life is not Christ-like, then correspondingly, the works that may be done will not produce that quality that will remain for great reward. So let us recognize the purpose of the judgment: to reveal our work, what quality of service we have done for the Lord, what quality of character we have lived for the Lord. I think of the words of another beautiful little chorus: "Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all of his passion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, all my being refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me." Please, may I say, my beloved, don't build your hopes for reward upon just the quantity of your work. And it's not merely winning souls to the Lord. Nay, my beloved believer, whatever you do, whatever I do, whatever I am, whatever you are, that manifests the character of the Lord Jesus Christ, whether winning souls, whether suffering, whether going through hardship, persecution, or pain, whatever manifests the Christ-like character of Christ, that will be good works. Now let's consider, before closing, the results of this judgment. We have the words in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 14, "If any man's work abide which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward." Now there you can find one result, and the purpose of this judgment for the believer is to result in the fact, if any work abides after the testing by the Lord, he shall receive a reward. Oh, beloved, the compensation that the Lord will give. And please, may I state frankly, don't look for reward down here. Oh, how many down here upon the earth, and I speak of my Christian companions, seem to be objectively serving the Lord in order to be recognized down here by others. Nay, my beloved, judge nothing before the time, and let us be careful that we are working to produce work that will abide the test of fire when the Lord brings us before Himself. Are we building for eternity? Please, may I say, you can be a Christian trying to build a good reputation for yourself as a Christian down here. And if I'm reminded of the Word of God, the Lord Jesus, they gave Him a bad reputation. The beloved Apostle Paul, together with all the apostles, the world gave them a bad reputation. But they had a good reputation in heaven. And my fellow believer, I suggest to you, so live and work for the Lord Jesus, not to get a reputation down here, but to get a good reputation in heaven. And you'll get a good reward. But then on the other hand, in verse 15 of our chapter, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire, or as though passing through fire. My beloved, take the words in. At the judgment seat of Christ, we shall have revealed the kind of works that only brought us eternal loss instead of eternal reward. And our salvation will be assured without question of doubt. But may I point out to you, the suffering to see the judgment of fire consume those works that were unworthy, and they shall be destroyed, and I'm confident you'll be glad to see them burn up, and so will I. But here's the thought. I'll feel the pain. I'll feel the loss. Then it will be an eternal loss, because I have not lived wholly for the Lord. Oh, my beloved, there will be the experience of going through suffering, the pangs or the pains of regret that I did not serve the Lord and live for His glory and honor down here. My fellow believer, shall we not look carefully at how we're living for Him? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, speak to our souls and our hearts and consciences. In Jesus' name, Amen.